mind is the key to success. You are what your mind is. Also, we hear the phrase, think and act. Thinking process is the mind, and thinking alone end up as thinking. It should be translated into action also. That is the meditation message in the Song of Meditation. Shri Krishna talks about anashrita karma palam karyam karma karotiyah sa sanyasi cha yogi cha na niragni na cha kriyah. It's a karotiyah, the mind. The concentration is required, meditation is required, introspection is required for person to act. One who after meditation doesn't want to act, it is not a meditation. Purpose of meditation, think well and get the clarity in your thinking, then you have to execute that one. Those who wants to only contemplate and do not want to execute, it is like cooking the, preparing the lunch and not eating. When you are, do the meditation, clarity in thinking, others are acting without thinking. You as a meditator must make a difference by think and act. Like in the waves in the ocean, there is a continuous, incessant waves are coming one after another. One after another, you can't say, once after all waves stops, I will jump into the ocean for meditation. It says the mind is turbulent. Yes, a turbulent mind, like ocean cannot be without waves, mind cannot be without thought waves. You cannot say, once I calm down, I will meditate. Once I retire, once I do not have anything in my life, I will meditate. Then it is not, it won't happen. And like in the waves, there is a high point is there, low point is there. Waves have the crest and the trough. Adept surfer uses the crest as an opportunity to go up, and the energy conserved at the top, he utilizes that one in the trough to come off the trough. Meditation, in the thought waves also, we have good time and bad time in our life. Good time, when the good time comes, we while away time. And in the bad time, we have no energy left, and we start blaming everyone. It says a surfer goes up in the crest, conserved energy, uses that one. When it is coming down, conserves the energy and comes off the trough. When the good time is there, not to waste your time, conserve the energy. Conserve the energy so that you can come off the bad time in your life. The meditation is talking about, and to able to, in Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about sukha dukke same kritva labha labhau jaya jayom tato yogaya idyasva naivam papam avapsyasi. In the meditation helps us to sukha dukke samaye kritva, maintain our equipoise during the sukha and dukkha, samaye kritva, profit and loss situation. Our life is full of profit and loss. Our life is full of good time and bad time. Balance that one. Meditation helps you to balance. And meditation to practice, you should be able to sit in one posture. Learn to sit. Without able to sit, we cannot contemplate. Why meditation? Meditate means deep thinking. Deep thinking helps you to open up the possibilities in your life. Our life is full of traffic jam, full of complication. I don't know what the way out. I'm held up. It's a back-to-back traffic, bumper-to-bumper traffic. I am stuck in the traffic jam. I want to get out of this traffic jam in my life. What is the way? What is the way? Contemplate. Deep contemplation, deep thinking helps you to find a way out. It gives a solution. Where there is an impasse, the body is not complaining that traffic jam is there. Only the mind is saying, so much of problem, so much of problem. Problem has come to the mind, not to the body. Mind is complaining. When the mind is complaining, there is a problem. So look for a solution in the mind itself. Mind has thrown the problem in front of you. To look for the solution, mind alone gives the solution. It is said, same key is used for locking and unlocking. That key has locked you up. Mind has locked you up. Use the same key for unlocking. Mind has locked you up. Use the same mind. Make that mind your friend and help you to come out. Meditation is a way of making your mind friend, your friend, so that it will use the same key for the unlocking yourself. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. And in meditation, the scientifically to look at, we all go through three phases in our life. Wakeful, in the morning now we are awake. Dream phase and deep sleep. I go to, now I am a conscious mind. Mind is conscious. And dream is called as a subconscious. Deep sleep is called as unconscious. In the deep sleep, the whole night, yesterday around 11 o'clock, rain started. It was raining and I was not at all aware. I was unconscious. Unconscious of what was happening. Unconscious, but when I got up, I said, I slept blissfully. So, unconscious, ignorance was there, is there, that I do not know. I did not know. I realize that I do not know anything in my life. That is why I am happy. In the wakeful state, I am not happy because I am saying I know everything. So, ignorance, I don't know anything. That is why in English the phrase, ignorance is bliss. Means, not knowing, I don't know anything. It is the bliss has come. In the wakeful state, it is called as a jagrata, and so a dream is called as swapna, and swapayati, swapna. Deep sleep is called as sushupti. Jagrat phase, jagrat, I am aware of the outer world. I am aware of what is happening here. I know how many people have come. Jagrat, conscious mind. Jagrat, in the dream, I am at the threshold. I am in the Jagrat, only Bahir Prajna, aware of only the outer world. In the dream, I have gone into the threshold and I am partially aware of the outer world, partially inner world. If in the when I go on to sleep, if somebody asks me a question, I will respond. Next day, I won't remember what I said. Or in the dream, the people, they get up and go to toilet and come back, they won't know. And it is a ubhaya prajna, knowledge of both worlds, partial knowledge of the outer world and inner world. In deep sleep, na anta prajna, no awareness. Total blank. No awareness at all in the deep sleep. Deep sleep, we all go through these phases. Even animals go through these animals. Dogs starts barking in the deep sleep also. They see some dream. They go through. Everyone goes through. These three, no effort is required. But there is an effort required to go to the fourth one. The fourth one is called as Turiya. Meaning of Turiya is the fourth one. You have to reach there, you have to practice. Meditation is for taking you to the next level. Without meditation also, you go through all three phases, but meditation for the fourth one. In the wakeful state, our brain waves are in the alpha phase, in the beta phase, cycles between 13 to 30 cycles per second or hertz. In the wakeful, one thought comes, before that cycle ends, another thought wave comes and try to knock down that thought. I got a brilliant idea. By the time I contemplate on that one, another thought has come and knocked that one off, and I am pursuing another one. So only Bahir Prajna, I am a person of a brilliant ideas, but nothing gets done through me. Because I get so many brilliant ideas, the moment I hold on to one, another one comes off. I'm a man of ideas, but zero in action. Bahir Prajna. And it is in the dream, the brain waves are in the delta phase, the cycles between 4 to 8 hertz. In deep sleep, the brain waves are between 0.5 to 4 cycles per second. In deep relaxation or in yoga nidra we did, it is cycles between 8 to 12. In the deep sleep, 0.5 to 4 is called as a theta phase, and yoga nidra is called as alpha phase. There is another phase in meditation one has to acquire. It is called as a gamma phase. The brain waves between 30 to 31 to 100. So continuously it is coming same thought waves. It is almost like a straight line. So there is no breaking. Breaking of the thought. Same thought waves comes gamma phase. Gamma phase. One is able to meditation. Why required? In the wakeful, I am a person of ideas, but zero of action. The meditation, if you want to hang on, you cannot hang on to all brilliant ideas. One brilliant idea, you got that one, contemplate on that one. Helps you to carry on with that one. One who carry on with the brilliant idea becomes an expert, becomes a genius. No point in just throwing a brilliant idea. Genius is the one who could able to hang on to the one idea it has come. Continuing, sustaining that one. Satu dirga kala nairantarya, long time. You are sustaining that meditation. Meditation is not like wakeful or like wakeful. In wakeful, I am aware of only my outer world, and in meditation, I am aware of inner world. And in dreams, dream, and I am aware of, I have no choice what I have to see. I can't go to sleep. Tonight, I will see a dream of this cricket match, India winning the finals. I will plan, but I will get a different dream. I will get another dream. Dream is not in my control. Somebody is showing the film show, I am mute spectator. Meditation is a one, you can chisel what you want to contemplate on, what you want to hang on, you create what you want to see. It is not like dream and like dream. You decide what you want to see. It is not like a meditation, sleep, deep sleep, and it's like a deep sleep. In deep sleep, there is no awareness. And in the prajnana ghanam, knowledge personified. In deep sleep, no knowledge. Here, with knowledge. Meditation is full of knowledge. It is like a deep sleep. Once you get up, you say, I was in bliss. In meditation, you enjoy the bliss. In deep sleep, I am not enjoying the bliss either. In meditation, I enjoy the time I am spending for myself. The meditation is a process, improves the quality of your life. Increases the thought process, help you to complete what you had to complete. Life, you have come with a mission. Everyone has come with a purpose. With our so much of occupation in the wakeful state, we have forgotten the why we have come. So, to complete the mission you have come, meditate. The thought comes, carry on with that one. Carry on with that thought. So, to realize the purpose of you being, you have come here, meditation helps. The path opens up for you. The horizon in your life opens up. Mind becomes very creative and helps you to realize the purpose of your life. Meditation is not for exclusive few up in the mountain. Meditation, a chapter has come. Sri Krishna has told this chapter on meditation in the battlefield. That means we are all fighting the battle of our life. Meditation is applicable for us also. It is not for exclusive few. You meditate and achieve great. Achieve, contemplate and think and act, meditate and achieve great. We must to add value to our life and add value to others' life.